please.
Yes. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Brendich is absent. Hedman is also absent. Garcia?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Dennis?
Yes, here.
Crawford?
Here.
Chacon?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see, recognition visitors. We have Judy Summerlow from Friends here. We have Dan Transier, our city liaison, and...
Oh, my name's Kevin. I'm from Margie O'Neill.
Okay, nice to meet you. All right, do we have any amendments to the agenda? No. Let's go ahead and look at the minutes from last month and approve those.
Sorry, Garcia?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Rodriguez?
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence?
Just fine. We put an article in the County Record for our upcoming ice cream special, so there's a picture of our friends, members.
Yeah, that's just something.
So, and I sent something else in this week that should hopefully be in our Thursday one. It's a picture of the band that we put in, so.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley. Okay, any public comment?
I just want to thank everyone for supporting the book sale. Darren was there to help set up for the book sale. It's kind of crazy. And the staff members, Shelley and Dixie, just are above and beyond. It's just amazing. And many of you were shoppers. Thank you very much for that. On the two-day sale, we made $7,200, which is a new record. And then the Summer's Inn book sale that's going on in the hallway, we right now have over 300, so we'll be over $7,500. And we end on Friday, and we'll pack everything up then. So thank you all very, very much for that. And this morning at the Friends meeting, we approved $900 for children's books, the Easy Reader books that Dixie had submitted a request for. And Jeanette, we approved money that she requested. It was $200 for two programs in the children's department. So they always come with wish lists, and it's usually books, programs, or related things. So thank you very much. Our treasury looks very good, very healthy, so we'll be able to meet a lot of needs, especially since last year this time, development fees were $17,000, $18,000, and this month they were $2,600. That's a big difference in what you can spend on books. So we anticipate that we'll be getting a lot of requests for books. And that's why we exist. So it works. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate all you do.
Yep.
It's fun. It's crazy, but it's fun.
Okay. Any staff comment?
Can I talk about programs that I have coming up?
Sure.
Okay. Well, as you all know, our ice cream social is this Saturday from 2 to 4. And we have quite a few breakout little tables, exhibits that will be going on throughout the library. In this room, of course, is the ice cream. We have the band set up there. We'll have a little photo booth, if you can see.
Yes.
That's cute.
Yeah. We are going to have a caricature artist come. Martial arts group will be here. I don't know if they'll be breaking boards or... Your son's part of that, correct?
He goes to the
martial arts. Yeah, so that group will be here. The Merry Hearts Clowns will be here. They'll be doing some face painting and some balloon art as well. We do have a prize wheel that will be spinning. So when people come in to the event, they'll get a ticket for a nice ice cream cup and they'll get a ticket to spin the wheel. Meadowvale has donated 200 cups of ice cream. I believe that's a double from last year. So we're going to pass out 200 tickets and try to keep track of it that way. We have a lady that will be doing 3-minute personalized poems that she'll write for the kids or the families. Henna tattoos, bracelets, that's a craft, and it's also National Library Card Sign-Up Month, so we'll be promoting that as well and getting families to sign up for library cards as well. On Monday, September 16th at 7 o'clock in here, we are doing a suicide prevention program. It is National Suicide Prevention Month, so we are having a speaker from the Suicide Prevention Services of America of Batavia to come speak to the group. On Tuesday, September 24th at 7 o'clock, my creative writing group will be showcasing their works. This is the second year they're doing this. They're calling it Tales by the Fox. And they all will just speak a little bit about and give presentation on some of their works that they've done. And then they do a potluck, invite their family and friends, and they also invite the public to come and listen. Thursday the 26th at 11 o'clock, we're having a speaker for Medicare, Medicare 101. It is open enrollment time again, so we'll be doing one in September, and then I'll be doing one later in the sign-up time in November, and it'll be a different representative coming. And we're doing an evening and a daytime one to try to cover everyone. In October, I had Senator Oberweis' office contact me to come. They're doing a senior fair at the American Legion, so we'll be having a table there for them as well. Let's see here. And then in October, we're doing, Lisa got a grant for financial literacy. So I'll be doing a program, two programs, Social Security and Your Retirement Plan Wisely. That'll be at Monday, October 21st at 7 o'clock. And then we're also doing a daytime program where we'll be having a little light breakfast and then a speaker on October 24th. It's a Thursday, and it's good news is Americans are living longer. The bad news is Americans are living longer. So it's planning for your health retirement and that as well. So those are just a few things.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have the report of the treasurer.
Sorry, I'm losing my voice. So...
Is it pre-dead?
We look for doing better than our budget by far. All the things that we can control are under budget. We cleaned the bathrooms and the facilities group for $900. And then we're things for the ice cream social, the music, so anyway, that's, but looks good.
Mm-hmm. Where are the silver strings, do you mind me asking?
Pardon?
Where are the silver strings?
It's a bluegrass Americana Trio.
They're local.
I think they are, one member is from Yorkville, but I believe they play around the Joliet Braidwood area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're
$300, but Todd Hedman, Jason's father, his business is sponsoring that. So, yeah.
Jason.
I'll make a motion that we pay our bills in the amount of accounts payable of $19,594.46, two payroll periods totaling $38,077.78, for total disbursements of $57,672.24.
Second.
Garcia?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
And Brundage?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Can we have the report of the director?
Sure.
Okay,
so TriHealth has come out right before the book sale to clean the HVAC in here because Dixie felt that it wasn't cooling off. So, yeah, he did that. And he repaired, there's two units in there in the back room. And so he repaired one of them. And this morning I made a phone call back to them because the blower motor wouldn't shut off and hadn't shut off since he repaired it. I turned off the switch at the thermostat and turned everything off, and the motor kept running. So when I came in this morning, I called, and he was here at 3, I think, and I spoke with him, and he said it was a the delay switch, or the switch was stuck. So he had to take the panel off, pull the card, the board out, and reset it. And so he thinks maybe we need a new board.
Of course we do.
So I emailed Lisa and let her know what was going on. But it's not running now, so that's nice.
Awesome. Is there any way, so you saw physically where the board was, did you see it?
Well, I saw him putting the panel back
on. Okay. Maybe you can do a Fonzie or something like that.
Yeah, right? I thought maybe it was a fuse or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I was looking at the panel. Nothing looked wonky. I had our custodian even think through it with me and look at it. And so he's like, you better call. Smithereens, which is our pest control, they came out because they had to remove a hornet's nest that was about this big that was up in our second floor window. And so he had to come spray that. And that was quite interesting to watch. He did have to come back the next day because he didn't get the core out, and so they came back and started to rebuild again.
Oh, wow.
So then he came back with some heavy-duty spray and knocked it down and cleared it out for us, thank God.
Yes.
Stanley Steamer came, and on the 16th, it was a Friday evening, it was evening, afternoonish, and they cleaned all 11 of our bathrooms, and I have a before and after picture, if you'd like to pass that around. Didn't really think that they were that dirty. So that was nice. I believe they sealed them too, so hopefully they'll stay cleaner.
He's like, I don't know if you would have seen them. They need to come to my kitchen.
Elisa met with the painter who painted our building This was right before she was hired. Upstairs, there's a big section that one of the staff had found that is peeling off.
Oh, no. Where?
We just had that done.
But where is it doing?
What's the name? I can show you. It's,
they have got to come to my house.
It's in a very shady area, so it might.
The
moisture might have gotten into it.
It looks like there might have been a crack in the seal where the weather stripping was.
There.
And I bet you water got in and fell behind the casing. I'm not
that's
sure.
Disgusting.
Outside.
And there was one piece of siding that's kind of loose on the front of the building.
That's scary.
If you're looking at the front of the building to the left of her windows, there's two little square windows. The second one that's closest to the edge, you can see where the siding came loose. She's having them look at that, too, to replace that
piece of siding. Yeah, she said there was several spots. So they have sent in one proposal, and she's waiting on her proposal for that. She also spoke with Bart Olson about discussing with council about having these pine trees removed here.
Yep.
Because they seem to be causing problems with our clogging, drains in the roof and gutters in HVAC, she says, as well.
It's costing us, the library, a lot of money for those pine trees.
Well, when Daniel was doing his project back there, that one day that they were working, it was raining really hard, and it was just a wall of water.
Yep. It's about $1,000 every time they come to clean the gutters, and they need to be cleaned again.
Yeah.
Because of these pine trees.
Yeah.
And any pine tree doesn't really take to trimming.
Right.
Well, they don't grow better after you trim them.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Our digital sign is going to be installed in two parts starting September 16th and 19th. I went ahead and they sent a link to download the software, so I have that downloaded on my computer, but I can't go any further with it until
the sign's in.
But I did kind of try to play with it a little bit.
One thing to ask them, guys, about the sign software, if since we're sharing content with Tim, is there a way to you guys do your content and then combine his content with our content instead of mismatching it together or having one person do all of it? And then that would be, they can develop their content the way they want. We can develop our content the way they want. Can we combine those two files and load it to the sign as one file? So you understand what I'm saying?
Like a shared program.
How do they do the one on 47 now? Do we just send them what we'd like them to advertise and then they put it up for us?
And
okay.
They format it.
I mean, it may not be a big deal just to do it the same way.
I don't know if it's a
is it
one login?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one person has.
You got to use our software to access our sign.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have to be obviously.
I mean, if it's easier just to have them send us the content, put it up there, then that's okay. It's not that big of a deal.
I was going
to
say since we do it the other way for their sign,
right? Because you can't get a lot of information on what it looks like one slide.
Right.
So, less is more?
Yes.
Yep, less is more. Especially when you got people driving 40 miles an hour down the street.
Right.
In a school zone.
I already talked about the ice cream social. We have hired someone for my department, and we are just awaiting the okay for her to be cleared background check from the city. So hopefully that will be within the next week. They said 2 weeks. So as soon as that gets cleared, she can start with us. And she also We also hired someone else to be a floater, so she's going to be trained in circulation and in children's, and so she can be cross-trained in all departments, and I think
that's good.
What I'll probably have this new girl do as well. Just, so, yeah.
So we understand, so we don't understand.
So they understand each department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think everybody should be trained when they come in the department, just in case we're short.
I agree. Let's see here. She met with a practicum site coordinator from the College of DuPage, the library technical assistant program, to set up a student for January 2020, maybe to come do their practicum here. And that is all that I have.
Do you know when the meeting's going to be with the new police chief and the PADS executive director?
I do not believe that that's been set up yet.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Because it's coming up soon.
Do you have anything from City Liaison?
Do you know if anyone let Alderman Frieders know about your anti-suicide speaker coming?
No.
Yeah, he's taken a personal platform and is very vocal about suicide prevention, so I'm sure he'd be more than happy to bring it up at the next city council meeting if someone lets him know.
Okay, we'll do that.
And he'll probably be here for that, too, if he knows someone's going to be here promoting suicide prevention.
Okay.
I'm just sure he would be here.
Thank you.
Yeah?
I have a question for you. We have this one account that's got $8,000 in it.
Okay.
It's been there for several years, but it has to do with, do you remember what that was? It was about a lawsuit that was some Illinois fund.
Yeah.
It's being held for disposition of a lawsuit. I want to say at least 3 years ago, maybe four. Rob would know.
Okay.
About it, and
you want to release the funds?
Well, we can't release them because they're being held for other reasons. But if we could get an update on the disposition of that,
okay.
If there is one, if it may just be no disposition, it's still out there pending. And I, like I said, I don't. It's been so long; I don't remember all the details about it. But the city invested some funds, some of our funds, some of their funds, in this account or with this firm, and there was some shenanigans going on with it. And
is the city being sued? And that's why.
No, the city's not being sued. The city is part of the suit to recapture all these funds.
Okay.
And it's. Been a very long time.
There's just no one here on the board that was here when that happened.
I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was in the paper. We were trying to get some of our money back. You might
I was on the board.
Yeah,
right.
You were.
Yeah. It's been a very long time with that money sitting there. We can't do anything with it.
Until we know
and it's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that would fix our chiller once.
So sick of that chiller.
But just
that's Bart would most of you know.
If Bart would know, Rob would know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So standing committees, we didn't have any meet as far as I know.
Personnel's going to have to meet soon because it's time for that.
So maybe after the meeting, let's see what get scheduled for that. Unfinished business, digital sign schedule. So we went over that. Mini golf event date.
I don't know why that's on there.
Okay.
Because we don't report to. We don't report to the board.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything's going fine, but we don't.
Good.
Your friends don't report to the
E-rate site visits.
Yeah, we had three companies show up to do a walkthrough in the building on that Saturday. I'm still waiting for the bids to come in for the wireless improvement, and one came in on the Monday. And all the bids have to be in by the 24th. So far, we haven't gotten any.
Hopefully within
it, we should get them shortly, or we can open it up again and do another bid. See if anybody. We did have one company back out that I was hoping would bid because I've worked with them before. They're a good company, but they said they were too busy. They were the ones that I made an exception and added a date on that Monday to facilitate them, and then they said, "Oh, sorry, we're too busy." Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. So.
All right. I guess we'll move on to new business. Approve October 11th closing for staff.
Do you know Sharon has any plan for the staff day?
I believe we are going to show the movie the public. Are you from any? You're familiar?
I saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then have breakout discussions.
That's good.
I believe I saw an email that Ryan Dowd created a discussion.
It'd be really good if you could get, well, if she could meet with about pads before.
Yes.
Because that'd be a more informed discussion.
I believe she's been in contact with them.
Okay, trying to get
some. Trying to get someone mm-hmm. to come. Yeah, Brian, of course, he is very popular, and I believe his fee for speaking was $3,000.
Oh, I don't think you need the movies discussion enough, but if we could meet with our local pads, so then when you guys are breaking out, we could come up with some solutions for what we would do. In situations.
I'm not sure if what's been in place.
Yeah. You know, we're going to try to get that meeting mm-hmm. before you guys October 11th.
And somebody who just works at even, and has somebody who works with this population, because one of the things the movie reminds you of is all of the biases we have about people who are homeless, you know, or they don't even call them homeless, they set up. Without, they use a different phrase just to help our minds think of them differently.
Yes.
And each of the characters is so different, you know.
Yes.
They've fallen into that situation for very different reasons. And if us as a staff don't think of that kind of stuff, and so it would probably be good just for somebody who works with that population to then lead some of the discussions, because otherwise it'll just be us sharing personal experiences.
Right.
Versus, okay, what happens when this happens? You know, what happens when this happens? But it was a very good movie.
I'm actually showing that. I do one movie matinee every month, and that is going to be on September 30th.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, mechanical overview of the library building maintenance.
We didn't approve that day off.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. So I make a motion that we approve. then we approve October 11th for closing library for staff day.
Second.
Roll call.
Garcia.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
Danis.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
Chacon.
Yes.
Walter.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
And Brendage.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So we've approved that. Now we can move on to the proposal by R.J. O'Neill.
So, my name is Kevin. I'm with RJ O'Neill. I'm one of the account executives. We are based out of Montgomery, and I reached out to Eliza. And I'm a resident of Yorkville, so I get the booklet that shows all the businesses that are in Yorkville. Saw the library, and I figured I'd reach out, see if there was anything that my company do to help you guys out and help maintain the building. And it just so happened that there were some issues going on that Eliza wanted me to take a look at. So came by here, walked the building with her and Russ, and we looked at all the mechanical equipment and just looked at the condition of it and saw what we could do to kind of help out with it. So a little background on our company. We've been in business for 94 years now. We've solely focused around the Montgomery, Aurora, Oswego, Yorkville areas. Recently have been branching out, but that's where we've done the majority of our work. That's where the majority of our customers are. And we specialize in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, process piping, a lot of different things to where we can work on every single piece of equipment, the kind of equipment that's in your library. Our library, I should say, and just library too. So the nice thing about us is that we're kind of like a one-stop shop for you guys. If you have plumbing needs or HVAC needs or you have something wrong with the chiller, the boilers, the hot water heater, whatever it may be, we're about 20 minutes away. We can be here very quickly. We can work on whatever's going on, even if it's multiple issues, because sometimes that does happen. So what I did was I put together an extensive maintenance agreement for us to do semi-annual maintenance on the equipment. And there is a schedule in here as far as what we'd be doing at what time of the year. So it's preventative maintenance. Obviously, as everyone knows, preventative maintenance, the main goal is to make sure you don't have any breakdowns throughout the year. For a couple of reasons, one, to just extend the life of the equipment, get as much out of it, really bring up that total cost of ownership of it. Two, to keep budget where it should be, where you guys want it to be. So anytime there's something that happens with a piece of equipment that wasn't budgeted for, because obviously you guys don't know when it's going to break, then the budget kind of gets thrown off. So that's another reason why this is helpful. And then third, it's just to know that the equipment is in good standing. If a lot of times, you know, buildings have people who are very familiar with the equipment that work here, sometimes they leave. So when you have a company that comes in and is doing routine maintenance, you're able to kind of lean on them for any help or any training. We also do walk through our customers, everything, so that you guys are very familiar with what's going on or anyone who's involved. So, like I said, it would be semi-annual, and we'd be looking at every single piece. One thing that I did want to note on here, so when I did the walkthrough with Russ and Eliza, there was on the hot water heater, the safety relief valve is leaking, which is not good. And as Russ pointed out as well, he knows that if something goes wrong that is broken, it can cause a lot of problems. And the water heater, it can actually sometimes burst up through the ceiling or whatever. Maybe, I mean, a lot of bad things can happen if there's a lot of pressure built up in there. So that was one thing I wanted to bring up. Obviously, it's not the water heater's perfect, but we can service that piece of equipment if you guys at any time. But if the maintenance agreement was approved, we were able to then give our special contracted rate, which is $137 an hour normally for service, opposed to a $149 street rate, which is what we give to non-contract people. So I'm just here to answer any questions about the maintenance agreement, anything that maybe popped out. If you guys have any questions on, you know, what we'll be doing or what we've done in the past for other customers, we've worked with a few libraries and still are. So if there's any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Questions. So, I think we already have or renewing a contract with thermal systems. Is that right?
I think we were looking to
renew. It expired August 31st.
Yeah.
I don't think we did renew it.
You were able to maintain and service the chiller?
Yes.
So if it goes down, you guys can fix it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have we have three technicians that are very familiar with chillers, so we always have someone ready to go. Even if it's an emergency call, someone will be able to chiller, service it, maintain it.
So how would you handle like building controls if there was an issue with controls? I think I noticed we work with ABC, it looks like, for building issues now. Mm-hmm. Do you have someone...
For building automation, you mean?
Yeah.
That is one of the only things that we do not handle, is building automation, that and electrical work. Everything else that we do cover.
One of the things Elisa was concerned about, it was if there was something that needed to be fixed, like right away or chill, or, you know, obviously we have a lot of books, and in the summertime if it gets too humid, things happen. And so if a chiller went down, what, and she calls, you obviously it would be where the technicians are from the call. So if they're out in Sandwich, you know, what would the response be for us as a, you know, would we be able to count on somebody being there within a certain period of time to get the problem fixed or looked at anyway?
Yeah. And to your point, yeah, it would depend on where our technicians are at the time. Obviously, if we have apprentices, and, you know, third year, and then all the way up to journeyman. So we always usually have someone around that is knowledgeable with everything that can come out and start looking at something if needed. But as far as being like a journeyman out here who really knows like a chiller, because all of the people that do know a chiller are journeymen. You know, a lot of times they are on jobs, but we're very local, so we usually have someone. And if we're doing like a job, we can usually have someone replace if it's an emergency. If you guys were to ever call after hours, so we have a, if you call in after hours, you'll get like a voicemail, or you'll have to leave a voicemail, and then within 20 minutes we'll get back to you guys, and then within 2 hours we'll be out. And then for like normal days, we can usually be out very quickly, but we usually say the normal response rate is about 2 hours.
Is weekend considered extra?
What's that?
Is week, are Saturdays and Sundays?
Yes, it would be considered extra. I don't know if the rates are in here. They're not. So we used to put our overtime rates in here, but what we do now is we care more about the relationship with our customers, so we usually try and work out a labor rate for overtime that fits everybody differently. So, you know, if someone's really far away, it's going to be different. But you guys are pretty local, so usually we can do a pretty discounted overtime labor rate for someone. So, but yes, to answer your question, it would be a different rate on Saturdays and Sundays, and then obviously holidays would be double time.
So I just want to understand, so the response time during the week is usually 2 hours?
Usually, yes.
And then if it's after hours, you return a call within 20 minutes, and then within 2 hours, you have somebody out for some emergency.
Yep, we always have two technicians on call, one for HVAC and then another one for plumbing.
What do you consider after hours?
So our normal hours are 7:30 to 3:30, so then anything after that would be after hours.
It's 3.5 hours of library time.
Yeah.
I have another question. So when you did your assessment of the building, do you know what this equipment, like any kind of lifespan or life expectancy of
each piece?
Yeah, just kind of approximate.
So water heaters, I mean, they can last up to 20 years. Air handlers, like the big Johnson Marcraft that you guys have, it, you know, I would say the normal lifespan for any mechanical piece of equipment, when you get close to about 20 years, you're looking at replacing. Sometimes people get very unlucky and only get a few years out of it, but it goes into how well you maintain it, how well it's cleaned and everything of that nature. So if the equipment has been maintained very well since it was purchased, you can expect about 20 years out of each piece of mechanical equipment.
If I remember right, I think Trico replaced that relief valve.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Because we felt that was something that needed to be done.
Yeah.
So was all of this stuff built, put in new when they built the new part of the building?
As far as we know, it was put in new.
Part of it?
The only thing that was left over are the AC units and the heating units that are in this building. Are left
so
over.
Was
everything
2006?
Else is new.
Because this was new when I
this was
here.
Well, when this building was built, this was 72.
No, not this one, but I mean
the new building. Right, the new building, it was all new stuff.
Oh, six. So 13 years.
Yeah.
But it's not all evenly, not maintained every year.
No. For the first 13 years, it wasn't maintained at all.
That's why.
Mm. So it cuts its life.
So
yeah.
Not at all?
No.
Pretty much not at all. If it broke down, we fixed it.
We call somebody when it broke, but we don't have a regular maintenance contract. Our budget was too tight to have a regular maintenance contract.
Someone did the filters.
Somebody did the filters, yes.
Yeah.
We had people doing the filters.
Yeah.
and cleaning the cottonwood out of them. Mm-hmm. I think she's. I think Elisa is looking to get the covers for the chillers to keep the cottonwood out of them. Yeah, she's getting quotes for a bunch of things.
Sweet.
Snow wires for the roof.
No, it's not like my money in my pocket.
Maintenance is important.
You know, since I live here, it hurts.
Yeah.
This is the kids. This is the phone books around.
Anybody have any other questions?
There was another question I've already forgotten. Normal hours, 7:30 to 8:30. I think it was the life of the equipment, too. It was a good one.
Yeah, and so...
Oh, I'm sorry. There was one. You listed the companies that you've worked with, but you mentioned libraries.
Yes.
But that's not... Is there a library you could call?
So we worked with the Aurora Library pretty extensively, the Cal Library, done some work with the Oswego Library as well. There's a few others. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but... I believe last time I checked, we've worked with at least 7 or 8 libraries over the years, but currently we have 3 maintenance agreements with DeKalb, Aurora, and then us.
Oh, okay.
If we move forward on this, can we have added into the proposal the, you know, negotiated...
Labor rates?
Labor rates.
Yeah, that's something that's something that can be discussed, and we can figure out a labor rate that would work for us and for you guys, and then that can also be absolutely. The only other thing I was going to say as far as the life of the equipment, we've seen some of these pieces of equipment last up to 40, 50 years. It just really depends. I mean, a lot of people get very unlucky, and some get very lucky. So just kind of an example, we work with the city of Batavia a lot, and we're replacing their water heaters that are from 1970. So we're just replacing them, and they're outside. So it's not something that is very consistent with every piece of equipment. I say 20 years because just from my experience of being in industrial environments and whatnot, that's usually where you see it. So you guys could still see another 15, 20 years out of each piece of equipment. But
we have maintenance.
Correct. Yes. That would
also get unlucky.
Yeah. It would also just help to make sure that if there is an issue, one thing that we hate is having to come back and fix the same issue over and over and over. We like to take care of it the first time. And then with everything that's done on this agreement, we will be taking pictures of everything we've done. It'll be detailed, the text will put all their notes in there so that when we do come back, I'll be able to walk through with whoever and say, here's what we saw, here's what we would suggest, maybe we should look at a little bit closer or fix. That way you guys know and it's not just, okay, this is broken. And not having any information of what's going on.
That sounds good.
I did ask Deacon Applied one time how much it would cost to replace the chillers.
Way more than maintaining.
$250,000 to $300,000 to bring
so
in new units.
To replace one.
To replace one.
Oh, we gotta make sure.
We need to negotiate a fix rate. I'll be fixing it till it dies.
Yeah.
We just need to go old school and put some fans in here.
That's right.
$200,000. What? Any other questions?
That's a lot.
Thank you,
Mr. Thank
you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Be in touch.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Should have moved you up a little bit so you didn't have to sit here. Sorry.
I know. I was like,
you
guys are being weird.
Yep.
You've been saying things.
I was waiting. I was like, you're just letting
them
go at the end. Usually we move people up. I was like, he is not letting them go out.
Yeah, that's
what
you
do. Waiting. He's like, I'm going in the order of the agenda.
That's what you do.
He's like, I'm going in the order of the agenda.
He wants him to earn his keynote.
Well, all right. We were ready to talk about it last month. So
Thermosystems maintenance contract renewal.
So now we should compare that with this other one.
Yeah. The one other thing that
it's not as lengthy.
That Elisa was a little concerned about. I didn't want to say it while he was sitting here. Was Trico? If we sign with them, OJ O'Neill, RJ O'Neill, whoever they are, Trico won't service us anymore.
But do we need Trico? What does Trico serve as?
The same things that they're doing.
Well, then there's no reason to have Trico.
Wasn't that right. Why we were looking?
Right, that's why we were looking. But,
okay.
I mean,
is Trico thermal systems? No, Trico's something different.
Trico's somebody different.
No.
Thermal systems is only heating and cooling.
Right.
Trico's what?
Trico's basically, they work on everything. Except for the chillers. Except they work on the boilers, they work on everything. They just don't work on the AC unit and the chillers.
So we have Trico for everything else.
Right.
Nope, we have three. We have Trico, we have thermal systems.
Right.
And then our elevator use something else completely?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about our automatic doors? Because he just said they don't do that.
They don't do that.
They do a little electrical. They don't do automation.
Right.
But are in our doors automation?
Yeah.
So that we still need an electrician that knows how to do that.
Right, right.
I can't keep that.
So
the thermal systems is just for the AC.
No, this would replace thermal systems and Trico. We go from 2 to 1.
Right.
But all the other stuff we'd still have.
Right.
She does not like thermal. I mean, they've been really poor in their customer service.
Since they used to be
Daikin and they got bought out.
Daikin and Blyde.
Daikin or
Daikin or thermal systems bought Daikin.
Yeah, and she said that it has changed as far as the service that they provide.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just look at this, like, if we just want to look at numbers. So, is this 1 year, a year of thermal systems is $5,869 for just the chiller?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whereas
their hourly rate is $170. Mm-hmm. One or 157, but his is 130 something if we're under contract. No, 149 is their street rate.
Right.
130 something would be our rate, and it's 4,000 for everything to be serviced.
Yeah.
Like just number wise, it
sounds.
Plus, it's more encompassing.
Yeah, 5,000 for one thing versus everything. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, this is all
which is why they must be charging us so much every time they come out here.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it was. Granted, we would take his word for this, but he talked about building relationships with their customers. I mean, that goes a long way. So that when something does pop up, they're more willing to work with you. You're not just another person on the list. So I think there's a lot to be said for that, just having the right partner.
Mm-hmm. We need a partner.
We do.
What is it, 13 years in, if we don't start maintaining this equipment, it's going to require a replacement sooner. I bought my house in 2006, so I'm feeling it. My house is like the library.
Your AC doesn't cost.
Guess what? Even if it did, it'd be fancy.
I would suggest that we have Elisa negotiate with RJ O'Neill on our rates and have it added to the contract.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the hourly rate and have it added to the proposal contract.
Both the regular and overtime.
Yeah.
Yes.
And find out if their hourly charges includes travel time or travel time is separate.
Right.
Is it once they're on site?
Yeah. I mean, if they're coming from Yorkville, it's not a huge deal. But if they're coming from God only knows where, then
Do they count it from their location or from where the technician is?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still curious too. It looks like this guy Kevin provided a nice list of references.
Yeah.
Yes. Elisa should talk to
DeKalb, Aurora,
to the library and another customer. You know, pick one of this and one of that, but to get a verbal reference on what their experience is.
What I would say is he said they're currently working with them right now. That would be more.
No, he says they have a I want to know how pleased people are with their maintenance contract.
Right.
And he says he has one with DeKalb, Aurora, and Oswego.
Yes, those are three libraries.
So they're paying the kind of bucks we're paying, and do they feel like it's helped? Because, you know, sometimes you feel like if you're paying for a warranty you're never going to use, and so you don't. Do they feel like it's worth it? Maybe they've worked with him long enough that they feel like their equipment has been better since they hired them to maintain it. I'd like a little bit of that knowledge.
Totally agree.
I don't know any of these companies to know how big or small they are.
Fox Metro. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That might be a good one to call.
Yeah.
That's
the
sugar
ones.
Monsanto was pretty big.
Monsanto.
Ganella Bakery is pretty big.
I mean,
that. I mean, yeah. She's going to hear a theme. She's going to hear a theme that, oh, they're wonderful, no problems, or she's going to hear a theme of run away. And that's all we're just trying to do is validate from someone other than the person trying to sell us the service.
Yes.
You know, it's a pretty small amount compared to what the equipment cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a 1-year deal, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Trial for a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how I look at it, but from what I'm hearing, you know, if motors and things weren't greased, we aren't in trouble. I mean, this has to happen like now.
Right? Yeah.
And if we're just calling somebody out when something breaks.
We're calling people out when it breaks.
It's every month,
right, the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get.
We're paying this almost, this maintenance fee every month.
Is there any reason why we can't close this out by the next meeting?
No.
Or at the next meeting?
We should be able to close it out. I would say, yes, we should be able to close this out.
Yeah.
Well,
we would have another month with no warranty, because we're not renewing, we have not renewed thermal systems. And it expired on the 31st.
Yeah.
So now we'll be paying street prices for anything that gets fixed in the next 30 days.
If something breaks in the meantime, is there anything that would stop us from just calling these guys to fix it?
I was going
to
say.
Probably not. How their work is?
Yeah. No.
It'll just be street rate, right?
Yeah.
Right. Which is still cheaper.
Yeah.
Yes. We know there's an opportunity. We don't want anything to break. But if it
does, it
would give us an opportunity to actually see their work and how their response time is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she could have called.
Maybe she's called and was waiting for people to hear back.
Which one?
We're wondering if she
called the references.
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering if she's had these contacts since the 13th, if she's made any traction on it.
Did you write that down for us? If you can put a note if she's already contacted.
Yeah.
On the office,
because there's a list of things he sent it to her on the 13th of August.
He sent it to her before, and this was one of the things that we wanted done last month, right? We requested
a lot of calling the third day.
Yeah,
I want to know.
5 minutes.
Are you good? Are you bad?
We requested that.
We talked to Lisa about the phone number
contact out.
Because that's just a general operator phone number. We have so many divisions. I told her, I'm not sure you find out who
the facility person is.
Yeah.
I'm with Lyco Magra, and I think that's the last thing on there, but I'm with Lyco Magra, at least some libraries that can.
Yeah, I think talk to libraries, see what.
Right.
See how they.
Their maintenance contract is like.
Yeah.
And contact these people.
And the
Raiders. And it's not everyone, I'd say pick a couple. Two. You know, just get a small handful.
Two non-library buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
see, Aurora is huge, so I'd call DeKalb and Oswego because their buildings may be closer to the size of ours.
And Aurora has more than one building, so they need. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would try to talk to Aurora because they probably have a building engineer.
Exactly.
And they're very blunt. They're going to say these guys suck or they're exceptional or in between. But.
Right.
Those guys don't.
Right.
Back. They're very honest. I would try to talk to something like that. Like a small library.
Right.
Maybe talking to the director.
Exactly.
Right, versus how he has people here. Like, I like this one, says plant engineer. Call them.
Mm-hmm. So, Aurora, 19 libraries, the rates.
Facility manager.
Call them. Or rates.
Maintenance manager.
And
we could call them out.
Well, you know the thing that startled me. A lot of times this stuff happens later in the day.
I'm not
the
facilities manager.
Anything else?
So for next month, I think we need to get the information.
Table this one more time.
Right. Yeah. Make a decision next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to have
this. Before it gets cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
All right. So, I think that's it. There's no reason to go into executive session. So,
no.
I make a motion for adjournment.
A second. All done.
All done.
Don't leave. Who's on the budget committee?